It's time for the podcast. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, everybody. It's Jane Hamill, and welcome to the Jane Hamill Podcast. Today, we are talking about marketing a product that you want to sell online. So I'm going to go over the ultimate 2017 e-commerce marketing checklist. All right. So this is what I have learned in the past gazillion years selling products, everything you need to double your sales online this year, which for most of you, I really think is possible. Now, that is assuming you have your production in place and you can actually produce all those pieces, manufacture everything that you want to sell and get it into inventory. But let me tell you, I can help you market it. So let's dive in. All right. The first thing you need, we'll start with your website. You need a professional looking website with only 3 clicks to the buy button. Pro tip, get a free user test from Peak User Testing. It is so helpful for so many of my students in the Sellmore Products course. They've just been blown away by hearing real life regular people, you know, seeing them on the screen use their site, the questions they ask, what they can't find, what they can find, what they want to click on, all that kind of stuff. So it's PEEK user testing. This will be back over in the show notes on my site, janehamill.com. Okay. Peak user testing. There's a paid version too, but you can do it for free and you can do 3 free ones a month. It is so boss. You'll love it. All right. Second thing you need on your checklist is an email list. You need an email list of quote unquote qualified people. I'm talking about people who will potentially or could potentially buy. All right. Those who 1, like what you have, 2, see the value, they get it, and 3, can't afford to pay for it. You know what? I'm not even going to go into it. I'm just going to tell you if you don't see why you need an email list, then Google that shizzle up, okay? Because I'm not going to try to convince you that you need one if you don't think you do. Email is an incredibly powerful tool for selling. If you don't have a list yet and you're selling products online, get down on it and get down on it fast, all right? The next thing you need is a simple email sign up, a simple way to sign up, you know, on your email list on the site and a reason for them to do it. Okay. And I'm talking about an opt-in offer or a free offer or whatever that goes beyond get 10% off on your first order. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Get 10% off, get free shipping, and those do convert. But those are for people who are ready to buy today. And a lot of people are not ready to buy today. So I'm asking you to trade something for them for, you know, getting on your email list. So it could be, you know, some premium content that you did, like your very best video. It could be a Q&A. It could be a checklist like this, right? I'm modeling this for you right now. By the way, you can download this checklist back at janehamill.com and go ahead and, you know, print it out, put it up on your wall. Make sure you're checking all these boxes to sell more stuff. All right. Next thing you need is an understanding, like I just kind of mentioned, that most people will not buy the first time. They just won't, okay? They're not ready. They don't even know you yet. So expect the no. Expect no thanks, I'm not going to buy. Plan for it. Know what's coming. And then market the crap out of your awesomeness to them until you turn them into a yes. And you can't do that. If they say no the first time and they leave your site, you can't market to them. You have to grab their email or text, whatever you want to do. But you have to get them engaged enough to give you a way to keep in touch. All right. The next thing you need to do is you need an automatic email, an autoresponder setup that goes out to every new subscriber to meet and greet them as soon as they come in and to give them something that's kind of fun or nice or of value. You don't necessarily need to sell to them right away. After that, and by the way, if you're doing the opt-in offer and you're offering them, you know, here's my, you know, 10 ways to feed your baby in under 10 minutes and get out the door for work, right? If you sell baby clothes, then you need to give them that free, you know, checklist or PDF right away. Okay. So that automatic email, you know, if you're just saying sign up here, you have to just greet them. And if you're saying sign up here and you'll get my blah, 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 then you got to give it to them right away. All right. Don't drive people nuts and make them jump through any more hoops to get the content that they signed up for. All right. Next thing you need is consistent communication with your customers and prospects. All right. So this could include social media, using influencers, Facebook ads, using Facebook, well, that's social media, and actual like real life networking, getting out of the house, getting in front of your prospects and customers. It really, in my opinion, must include email. I would also really consider direct mail. I'm going to be testing a lot of direct mail things this this year, and I'll be keeping you guys up to date on how that works out for me. Next, you need, if you're really going to market your business, you really want to build your audience and sell to them and get repeat customers, then you have to absolutely check this box. The ability to take risks and test new marketing and sales strategies, even when it makes your knees wobble. Ooh, do you know what I'm talking about? How many times have you said, I know I should do this, but I'm scared? Or you don't even realize you're scared. You're just putting it off and procrastinating. You know what? The ability to take risks and test new things is what is going to, you know, separate the men from the boys. All right. It really is. You just got to try it and be afraid to fail if you want, but not too afraid that you don't do it. I think, is it Steve Harvey that has a good quote? The dream has to be bigger than the fear, right? So you got to take a risk with new marketing strategies and just test what works, because nobody really knows what's going to work for you. You just have to try it. Next up, I suggest intense focus on three things. Number one, knowing what specific work you personally should be doing in your business that brings in money. Number two, aligning that work to your highest value customers and or products. And number three, concentration only on these customers and keeping them really, really happy and keeping them coming back. So focusing on what are you working on? Are these the things that actually are going to bring in money? Number two, are these the things that align with your highest value customer? So if you have customers that will buy, you know, $19.99 products all day long and your profit margin is low on that, why are you working on that? Things like that, okay? What's your highest value customer and or product, all right? What work needs to be done in order to get that product and that customer tight? And just focusing only on them. That's it. Super important. Next up, an understanding that only using social media, you know, just focusing on Instagram or Snapchat or whatever to market your product is not enough to create a long-term profitable business. You're renting space, you know, you're building a house on someone else's land. And when they decide they don't want you there anymore, you're out. Your building is crumbling down. I have seen it with my clients when Pinterest changed their algorithm, when Facebook, God knows, geez, did I get calls crying, entrepreneurs crying, saying my business is down 60% because I can no longer reach my clients for free on Facebook, right? You know, all attention is on Instagram right now. Do not use Instagram as your only method. Please, for the love of all things holy. Instagram eventually is going to get stale, or it's going to change, or it's pay to play. It's going to change. It's social media. So take those people on Instagram, get them over to your site to sign up on your list, or another avenue of how you can reach them besides Instagram. I just heard about this really great fashion brand. They have a big following. They have some celebrities using their stuff. They're on Instagram all the time and they're killing it and they get sales. Their account was just shut down and the guy has no idea why, allegedly. I mean, it's kind of hard to get your account shut down on Instagram these days, but I don't know what he did. He doesn't know what he did. He's just panicking because now he can't reach his people and his sales are crushed. They're getting crushed right now. Okay. All right. So only using social media is not the way to go. You got to combine that with other old school strategies. When it comes to marketing, speed to implementation matters. So when you have a great idea or even a good idea or even something you know you're supposed to do, like build your email list, run with it. Just start. Do not overthink it. Do not overplan it. Just test it out. Be willing to do the wrong thing and to fail, which is worth it by just taking action. It's worth it every single time. Next up, an overall belief that, and this may be the most important thing to get actually shizzle done in your business. Last box we're going to check here. An overall belief that perfect is good, but done is better. That is the motto that keeps me going every single day. And this will help you move through any fear or blocks that you have about marketing or selling. So I know I put blog posts up that have typos. I know I send out emails that have broken links sometimes. I know that when I sometimes do a really heartfelt podcast or a post, if I don't just press publish right away, I won't do it. So if I overthink it and I wait to make it perfect, it's not going to get published. And then, yeah, maybe I've saved like a little embarrassment by having the word spelled wrong, but I've lost on sharing something with you that could be actually really valuable information to help other entrepreneurs, right? So everything you do, perfect is good, but done is so much better. So please live that, learn it, believe it. Head on over to janehamill.com. Just go to the blog and type in e-commerce marketing checklist. You'll find this and you can download it and put it up on your desk, your studio, your wall, tape it up in your car, like live it, learn it, repeat it, use it as the cure for insomnia at night, whatever you need to do. All right, creative entrepreneurs, I'm thinking about you. I'm rooting for you all the way. Have an awesome one, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.